This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening and welcome to the Spirit of Life program for Wednesday, December 30th. My name is Michael Kelly and I'm here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening, Michael. I'm glad to be here. You know, Dr. Edward, we already got a houseful in the chat, but Dr. Edward said, last broadcast of 2020, it's going to be a good one.
It is. No pressure. But, no pressure. But it is. It's coming to an end this year, and we're going to get more into that very expansive topic later. But of course, we welcome those joining us live. We always love to have you. We love engaging with you, and this has been a respite for us. This year being able to come together in this community. But, you know, we appreciate those listening to the archives too, because you're still part of our community. We understand not everybody can make it to the live chat, but you're always with us. Now, Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. As always, our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. It's that wonderful curiosity that we all share. And we're going to go right into our 9 abbreviated principles of belief, and those are: 1, do no harm, do right. 2, we believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. 3, we believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. 4, we are all equal. One planet, one race, one ancestry, and one destiny. 5. We recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. 6. We are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. 7. Self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will creates self-completeness. 8. Metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. And finally, 9, expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. The last time we're going to be going through that for the year 2020, but in a lot of ways, I will be happy to put this year to rest, not simply for the pandemic, which has been very difficult, or the economic pain that so many of us have gone through.
Or political stuff.
Oh, my God. Don't even get me started, I tell you.
You know, just for everyone's benefit, I was telling Michael just before the show that he ought to, I was recommending a mockumentary called Death to 2020 on Netflix. And there's a lot of profanity, so if you're sensitive, it's not for you. But I laughed from start to finish. It's just over an hour long, and really it's a look back at 2020. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty funny stuff. If you can see it tongue in cheek, you know, I mean, I think that each of us at this point, you know, tomorrow's the last day of this year. Tonight we're going to talk about how, you know, you just look back for a minute. You know, gather your spirits, reflect a little bit before you move forward. You know, so that's kind of where we're going to go tonight.
Yeah, and, you know, we're going to kind of, just like you said, kind of take inventory, take stock, you know, prepare for the new year. This was kind of funny. I had read this on Twitter. It was somebody saying, my New Year's resolution in January 2020 was to lose 10 pounds. And I'm only 24 pounds away. And that's been kind of, you know, this past year. So I'm almost hesitant to make any, you know, resolutions of sort for the new year. But it's also kind of arbitrary, isn't it? It's just a point in time that we pick to reflect and to move forward. But there is something healthy about that. Taking stock, looking at where we've been. You can't really understand who we are or where we're going unless you know where we come from. Who were we before?
Well, I think what I like about these calendar year shifts is this collective unconscious. We've been in a 4 year, 2020 is reduces to a four. 2021 is a 5 year in numerology. So we look at that energy shift, and I like to tune into that collective unconscious.
To a four,
and I know one is a 5 year argument about it being a true calendar or not, what year, blah blah. But yeah, I think that we are all agreed globally that that's the year that we're going into, and that's the number we've given it. So we kind of join in our energy force, if you will.
Yeah.
So it's, 2020 has certainly had its own ride. And I know there's Dr. Stevens saying COVID is the culprit. And, I don't think so. I'm going to disagree. And I'm going to say that that's a huge contributing factor. But there are very many other things that have happened to each and every one of us individually in our communities and, in our countries and globally that have had nothing to do with COVID, that have created shifts, and so we're, kind of taking inventory of that. And what did we learn? And I think that's the biggest thing. I was talking to one of my daughters today, and I said, it's been a really stressful year in so many ways. I said, but, when you get under all of that, you've been okay. She said, yes, Mom, I totally have to agree with that. And so that's what we can focus on and look at all this other kaka as the surface stuff and how it is our conduct has been changing. So what have we learned about ourselves this year? So, okay, we go globally, it's like macro, micro. And what have you learned about yourself? And maybe people want to share some of, even if it's a word or a phrase that you want to put into the chat room, so that we can read them off, that would be great. If you had to find a word, what would it be that you've learned? For me, it's tolerance. More tolerance, I think, that and being patient with myself. I think that that's the
patience. Mm-hmm. Patience can be difficult to attain.
Yeah, it's a big one. And not so much just myself, but for other people. Because, the big rush out for toilet paper was mind-boggling. And I'm in disbelief that people did that. But I, and then when I actually needed toilet paper, there was none to be found. So that's
wasn't that a mystery?
I know. But it's what did I learn? I learned a number of things, but I think that's what it is. It's it boils down to patience.
Mm-hmm.
And being able to take one day at a time. So that's for me. What do you think you learned this year, Michael?
I've just been reflecting on that, and I think I've had to relearn lessons that I'd already learned in the past. This year presented me with some challenges. It presented me with some difficulties. Of course, everybody is going through a rough time, and I'm very happy for the luck that I have had in my life of having, steady job, a roof over my head, don't have to worry about a meal. Those are unquestionably things that are not universal, and I need to appreciate that. And I feel that if I, feel too bad about myself, well, that's just doing a disservice to people that are going through much worse. And so, that being said, I had to go through periods during this past year of difficulty, in my work environment where I had to relearn lessons. I had to relearn some assertiveness lessons.
Mm-hmm.
I had to relearn, boundaries in a few ways. And it reminded me that, life is a very fluid thing, And it reminded me that it's important to reflect on these core truths of, we need to have healthy boundaries. We need to be able to be assertive people. We need to take our power back. That's a big part of our happiness and our well-being. And so I found myself relearning lessons that I thought that I had already, you know, put to bed. I of course, have gone through this program. I've, you know, known my dad for a long time. I've been able to talk with you, Dr. Hunter, on many occasions. So I have a lot of, I have a lot going in my direction in terms of a leg up of getting some good wisdom, good advice, good life lessons. And I thought in my late 20s and around 30 that I had gotten over a lot of this, but I had to relearn this in this year. So that was really my journey.
Well, newsflash, Michael. I'm 65 and I'm still doing that.
So, you know, ah, there's no end in sight.
No, I think what it is we relearning a different expression of the same thing, if that makes sense.
It does.
You know, if you're learning patience, patience doesn't come in one form. It comes in many forms. And I appreciate exactly what you've said. And, you know, look at the roof over your head. And, you know, so it's kind of like a new type of gratitude, a gratitude in a new way that you hadn't known before. And also learning then to deal with things you've dealt with before, but they're different.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a... And of course, you know, as Dr. Steven has said, you know, then there's COVID.
Yeah.
But if we think that what I think has happened this year is kind of a pressure cooker for a lot of people, and there are a lot of people struggling right now. So I think a lot of folks have learned to reach out, be helpful, be supportive. There are those who aren't so giving and kind. We learned about them too. So we learn how to deal with different kinds of people and situations in new ways. And for me, it's kind of like people can't keep them at them. This is kind of an irony. They've taken off their masks, mm-hmm. if you will. Well, they had to put on other ones. So
yeah.
It's a, wear the medical mask, but you know, it's, they're not, they can't, we can't hide anymore
yeah.
from who we are. So I think that there's so many layers of learning, but there are highlights. And that's what, like today, you know, the end of the year, at the end of that four vibration is to, whew, what were the stabilizing forces? What were the, you know, the bubbles, if you will, of, you know, feeling like there's a volcano around somewhere, but and learning how to live in uncertainty, and learning how to roll with it.
That's a difficult one. I think that's been really something I'm still struggling with at this point in the year. And you know, of course, what a banner year for uncertainty. Just like you said, this has been a pressure cooker.
Yeah.
On so many levels, but and that's what I hate. I hate uncertainty. You know, it's almost, and isn't that odd about the human mind that it's almost better if it, even if the outcome's bad, if it's certain and you know what it is, there's a little bit less angst, a little bit less worry. You know, might be a different kind of worry, like oh my God, they're gonna you know execute me tomorrow for something, but you understand what I'm saying. You know, it's it's that, and I think that has led to so many dogmatic beliefs. It has led to a lot of the, you know, older ways of thinking in terms of, you know, at least it gives them comfort in something, in some feeling of certainty. But being able to thrive while acknowledging the uncertainty of life is a strength and I think a talent, but it's something that, a lesson that ultimately we all need to be able to learn and adapt to, because uncertainty is one of the very few constants of the universe.
Well, I totally agree with that one. So there's that goes without saying. I think that we have more uncertainty ahead. So as we look ahead, this is why I think it's so important to take inventory about what we have learned and learned about ourselves as we grow into even more uncertain terms. Like nothing is a guarantee. And in many ways, it's just a different expression of the same thing, but you've managed through before. You'll continue to manage through again. And, I don't like to say this. I know a lot of people are going to be casualties. And to be honest, I own the possibility that it could be me too.
Yeah.
You know, it can happen to any one of us. But meanwhile, we do the best we can with what we have, and we keep dreaming. See, without that hope and without dreaming, we've lost our spirit, if you will. You know, it's like you diminish that light in your spirit. So that's where I go with it. You know, I hope every year, I think, okay, I'm going to work on this and I'm going to do that and we'll see where this takes me, because I never know. And if something doesn't work out, you got to shrug it off and move forward again. Now, if you need 10 minutes to shake it off, that's what you do.
Yeah.
But we keep going forward. So in this, again, this to me, the collective unconscious energy, five likes adventure. Five doesn't like to feel trapped. Five is, you think about right smack in the middle of 1 to 9. Five is that middle place. What will we do with that? Five likes things to look forward to. It likes to dream. It likes to create. It likes to, that movement, if you will. So my advice to everybody is plan for things to look forward to. And that doesn't mean, oh, I'm going to fly to Paris this weekend. I'm talking about even small things in your life, little things that you can look forward to. COVID is not forever.
This is true.
It may be with us for a while, you know, and maybe next year, 2021, will be brutal when it comes to COVID. But it's not forever.
No, forever is a long time.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's about finding even little things to look forward to.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, things that you might do for yourself. Or for me, I've been taking courses, you know, and right now I'm in the middle of a new course. It's 12 modules. I'm on number 6, and it's Indigenous Canada through the University of Alberta online. So my daughter and I are actually doing this simultaneously. So we get to talk about it. So, you know, finding other creative ways to continue to grow and learn and maybe share in a few things with other people. You know, and my other daughter's taking an online interior design course. So it's, and of course, a lot of people here are in IMHS and TFU. That's exactly, you know, so continue to learn and make sure that you're, sorry.
I was just going to agree with you. It's an always ongoing process. And the last thing I'll say is on that is just it's what a beautiful thing about life, isn't it, that we can constantly continue to learn.
And that really continues to propel the hope we have inside. It amplifies it. It amplifies our dreaming if we continue to learn. So what does it take to find hope and your dreams? Well, keep learning. See, because that creates a physical momentum of that energy. So whatever it is for yourself, this is what I suggest, is take inventory today, have a little reflect back, not just globally, but at your own life, and say, hey, you made it. You know, okay, here we are. We're going to take a breath. All right, what are a couple of things you'd like to do this year? And never mind the dieting, never mind all that other stuff, you know, 24 pounds. It's really about how can I challenge myself? What am I going to do that's new? Find something new for yourself. And even if it's one thing a month, you've got that something to look forward to. And again, it has nothing to do necessarily with money. There are other free things available too, things, you know, that you can get involved with. And maybe it's a, you know, kind of some kind of community support group that's on Zoom, you know? So I'm just saying, find something, just one little thing that gets you going, because it's really, really important to create this momentum of change. And always with the foundation of being positive and productive.
Oh, perfect. Because change is going to happen no matter what.
Yep.
But if we participate in a positive way, we can help shape that change to something that might be beneficial, something that might be good. That's how we've evolved as a species, as a society, over the many years, and we need to continue that evolution, that development, and we continue to propel ourselves forward, and we try to shape the change that is completely unavoidable. It is a constant, but we can try to shape it in the little ways that we can, and so much of it is outside of our bounds. You know, we've been able to attack diseases like COVID-19 with vaccines and treatments and things because of our modern science, but even with the knowledge that we have in this modern era, there is still so much of it that is completely out of our control. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot we can't change. There's a lot that's going to be thrown at us in life that we just have, you know, no idea that's even coming. It could be, it's just right down the road and we can't see it because it's in the future and we can't anticipate it. That's that uncertainty.
Out of our purview, so to speak.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So it's dealing with that uncertainty, but there are things that we can change. There are positive things we can do. That example you gave of learning something new, of having these projects, of having something that gets you going, that's perfect. That's beautiful. I couldn't think of anything better to propel yourself forward. And that has a cumulative effect. When we all do it, we are creating a better society by having better citizens in that society. It's about education and educating yourself.
The other thing that I thought of in preparation for tonight's program is, what can we stop doing that's propelling negative behavior? And if I hear one more conspiracy theory, I'm going to put an ice pick in my ear. I swear to God, I don't know.
You know, I'd quit telling you about them. If you would just accept the lizard people, they live in the hollow moon.
Okay. I can't. See, and I think what we have to do is be more respectful of one another. Part of that is just say, we're not going to talk about it. I said that to a couple of people this week, helping out in Sharon's store. And, you know, they're going on about the masks, and I just said, we're not going to talk about it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to talk about it. I'm wearing a mask. I'm not going to talk about it. I'm done. I'm done with the... And that's been a gradual all year. It's just, there's nothing to talk about. Because people are just looking. Those people, it's just looking for the fuel for their fire.
Yeah.
And I won't feed that fire. I'm not going to. It doesn't matter how COVID got started. It honestly doesn't. It doesn't matter, all this. It just doesn't. What we're dealing with is today and our consciousness today and being respectful. Yes, there's a lot of global consciousness to awaken to. I'm with everybody. I always say just follow the money and you'll know what you need to know. But it's about who you are. I was talking to a woman yesterday. One of her issues is about learning to not control things outside of herself. And I said, well, it's really about learning to manage yourself. How do you want to be? Because we have all these ingrained negative programs that we're all working through. So you just, you know, acknowledge that and replace it with something positive. You know, and then we're a better self-manager. And that's what the Life Leadership Paragon teaches us too. You know, it's to be a better self-manager. So how can you do that? Well, find isolate those things that you can stop doing that propels your own negativity that bleeds onto others. So that is a challenge that you can make to yourself. You know, Dr. Stephen says you do not have a corner in the market for idiots running the show. That's good. That was a good one. It made me laugh.
That's very true. It is a long human tradition to have idiots running the show.
it's like run your own show as best as you can. Respect.
Oh, exactly.
That, we're collectively, you know, commingling with others. And I'm going to be the first to admit I've watched an awful lot of Netflix and Prime this year. You know? And probably way too much. There's no question.
Somebody has to keep them in business.
I know. I'm presently watching a program. I'm not finished yet. It's called on Prime. It's called Superhuman, The Invisible Made Visible. And it's on consciousness. And And what they say, remote viewing and write down from therapies, investigations, experimentations, the CIA and governments. And it's really fascinating. I'm halfway through. It's quite well done. So that's what I mean by, you know, just kind of tickle your own consciousness, if you will, by watching a program or two like that, you know. And it doesn't have to be conspiracy based. It's just like something interesting.
Right.
And like another angle. Well, very often, you know, I say, oh, another one of those shows. But there's always a different angle sometimes, you know. And okay, these are different people interviewed. Okay, I haven't seen that one before. And it's got a different angle, you know, a different take. And what does that do for me? How does that make me better? It just keeps my mind teased, if you will, to keep thinking. You know, somebody was asking me the other day some esoteric question. I said, I can give you a lot of theories. I don't know. We can talk some theories, and you can tickle your own mind about it, but what do we know? I don't know.
Right, and that's something I love doing, having an in-depth discussion with people about questions that have no definitive answer. And there's very little that irritates me more than somebody who thinks they know the definitive answer to something they cannot possibly have a definitive answer.
Yeah.
And,
it's inspiring, and it's, but again, make it constructive. That's my suggestion to everybody, is make sure that these are constructive things, not antagonistic things, or, and take a break from the news now and again. Oof, you got to take breaks from the news. You got to know kind of what's going on, but take a break.
Has to be balanced.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. For me, this turning of a page, a calendar page, is I have been looking back a little bit. I'm just amazed we survived. Like, really. I mean, some of it just doesn't even make sense. You can't write a script like this. It's so crazy. But I've been really blessed to actually, you know, living in Canada, we did have extra support through this, and I'm really grateful for that. And there was a certain amount of calm in my world. And I'm saying my kids are okay. I'm okay. We're good. Now, where do we go? Okay, well, you know what? My decision is to keep propelling that goodness, you know, and that's not to say life won't throw us curveballs. I mean, I did deal with skin cancer this year. I did deal with a number of other things that were, I didn't see that coming. Mm-hmm. But I'm still here. I'm good. You know, you got to have an attitude. So that's where I see, is to look at what I can be better at, to changing myself, to continue to get better and improve my spirituality, my humanity, as well as, you know, expand on my dreams and saying, well, I'm still here, so what else do I want to do? You know, that's it's awesome. You know, life is really an experiment.
I wonder,
what am I going to experiment with next?
It is, and it's, there is such a joy to that, to experimentation, to exploration of what is possible in this life. And are there any boundaries to what is possible for us? Are there any boundaries to what is possible, what can happen? We won't even get into the potential multiverse theory, or the idea of the universe being so infinite that there will essentially be many versions of a universe within the same plane. It's just space is so infinite, it goes on, an infinite variety of things will happen. It is up to us to, a lot of times, dictate what the boundaries of our reality are. It's been said that we are not affected by reality, but by our perceptions of it. And I had someplace I was really going with this, but essentially I bring it back around to what you were saying. Put your positive energy into it. You know, we've taken stock of where we've come from this past year, the lessons we've learned, in my case and in many others, relearned. You know, new. We have to adapt those old lessons to new scenarios, like you'd pointed out. And then we prepare for the new year. We look forward to what are we going to be doing? How are we going to be bettering ourselves? What are we going to put our energy into? Mm-hmm. And just think about all the possibilities of life. And there's a joy to that, that experimentation that you were saying, you know, that exploration of life.
Yeah, don't take it personally, people. I think that's the biggest lesson I have learned in my getting healthy, you know, because we're all trying to get healthier, is don't take it to heart. You know, it's a tough one, you know, because especially when you keep doing your very best and there's always somebody to poke you, mm-hmm. and you go, what? But that's on them. That's not on you. And as long as I can check in with myself to know that I'm not poking other people, you know.
Yeah.
And it's just to check in with myself, say, I'm good. And that it irritates me when that happens. Believe it or not, I had a landlord. My landlord came over about 3 months ago and was talking about the basement suite versus me. I'm on the top floor of the house. He was telling me that heat rises, and that's why it's warmer up here than downstairs. I went, oh, that's good to know. Facepalm. I just took the high road. I mean, I'm surprised that somebody, a man, thought it was necessary to tell me that heat rises. my grandkids know that, but he was explaining it to me, and I shake my head. I don't. That's on him. That's not me. I don't think I look stupid, and I certainly don't talk stupid. So you know. But you gotta just shake your head and walk away from that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I don't need to show that I'm clever.
Yeah.
I don't have to say, oh yes, I knew that. I don't need to say that. I just say, oh, good to know. Yes, good reminder, of course. Because it just doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Don't sweat the small stuff.
And it's all small stuff.
It is. It is. It's all small stuff.
Yeah.
And the big scheme of things, it's just small stuff. And there's always going to be, in this drama that we're living in, you know, there's always going to be people throwing their stuff around because they feel powerless. But they are still learning what we are already just. I'm not saying we're better. I'm not pulling a superiority thing here. I'm just saying things that we've already become more aware of. They're still learning that. So, you know, I'm just saying, well, that's where they are. Dr. Edward, you said. Dr. Edward says, maybe he thought he was being helpful. Well, of course he did.
Yeah.
I'm a 65-year-old woman who's managed to raise kids for over 20 years by herself, and I didn't know that heat rises. Yeah, he was being helpful. Sure he was. He was being a man, too. So there you go.
So mansplaining?
Yeah, exactly. And that's how that's what I mean by the masks are gone. You know, people let down their guard and they feel they've been given permission to be more of themselves. This is when it really shows, right? And I go, oh, man, if I didn't have your number before, I sure have it now. So anyway, we're going to start drawing some cards. I know we kind of go on and on about this, but these are the little things in life that we talk about and just see the fun of it.
On the last topic of, I have a tendency to sometimes over explain things, I think, you know, and maybe explain things that perhaps people already know, but I thought about, I had to reflect on myself, and this will be the last little funny thing we'll talk about. We're going to dive into our cards. But I thought to myself, do I ever mansplain? Is that something I do? I thought, I might, but I think it's usually to other men. So I don't know how that...
But they need it, Michael. Well, you shouldn't have done that. Oh, my. That was really bad, wasn't it?
But, frankly, I think perhaps I just over-explain things more often than I should. But mansplaining, such a fine line, I tell you. But we're going to dive into...
I know I'm making fun of it, and I sound... I know how I'm sounding in this, but it's very true, and the older I get... the more I understand how age is, you become dismissed in a way, and it can feel almost offensive at first until you start seeing the humor of it. I take advantage now that people think I'm dumb. I love it. I get away with all kinds of stuff now.
I have a hard time thinking that there's any number of people that look at you as being dumb.
Oh, you'd be surprised, Michael.
Well, humans have always had the capacity to surprise me.
I love it when somebody even 10 years younger looks at me and says, well, you know, we're from a different era. You don't understand. Ooh. I'll tell you what you don't understand. You don't understand about hauling water, filling the coal stove. That's what you don't understand. That's
yeah.
Funny. Oh, man. Oh, it's fun, though. This is what I mean by have humor. Above all, keep your humor, people.
Oh, yeah, that's what keeps us going. You have to be able to laugh at the absurdity or else we're going to succumb to it. Yeah. Life can be absurd, but we can laugh at it because it's hilarious.
Yeah. But I hope that, you know, as we've been evolving on this program, that we've been, you know, kind of imparting that to our listeners, you know, that you have to find the humor. And, you know, Michael and I have evolved in this program. You know, slowly we've been, well, I've been on this ride for over like 10 years. But, you know, Michael and I have had the show essentially, what, a year, two years?
Maybe a couple now. Time flies when you're having fun.
I know. I've lost track. But it's getting to know each other. We're evolving. We're growing. And finding the ways that we can continue to impart a growth in the program, as well as with our, you know, our little family here and each other. So I hope that comes across in a good way. We try to make it lighthearted at times and fun. So
yeah. Well, and you know, I hope that I try to be funny sometimes, and it's up for debate. It's up for debate how effective that is, but it's a pleasure, and it's been something I look forward to. And like I said, kind of at the open, this has been something that's been a reprieve. You know, being able to come together, you can't really get together in the real world anymore like we used to, but that's not going to last forever. But anyway, on to some cards tonight, and we have Dr. Edward up first.
So, and just for those in the archives, though, for their sake, these are the self-discovery inner oracle cards, and I use the backup of the tarot. So those are for our new listeners that come in the archives, Michael. Just having to say it. It's the end of the year. You never know.
Absolutely. We have to throw that out. And
yeah,
just remember, whatever card you get tonight is going to dictate the rest of 2021 for you. So no pressure. You know, we're going to do our best to make them good. So, all right, Dr. Edward, let's see if you've gotten this one before. It is wild card number 4, Unknowable.
Oh, that's awesome.
I like it. I really like that one.
Nothing like a little uncertainty.
There are mysteries in the universe. Not all can be known or predicted. A focus of deliberate intent can reveal valuable unforeseen knowledge for what lay ahead. Remember, we only see what we know and believe. The universe is unfolding in ways that are unknowable to your existing ways of thinking. Change your mind and you change your world. Change your mind and what was once unknowable may now be knowable. Listen to the subtle leadings and incitations of your higher self. What was once unknowable is now knowable. Remain flexible and open to change.
Well, I really like that, but I was a little confused, Edward, when I selected the Queen of Pentacles, the Queen of Diamonds, in support of that. So I said, well, I'm going to pick another card and see what happens here. And then I get the Queen of Wands, Queen of Clubs. And I'm saying, unknowable. Well, this is all about feminine energy, the assertions of feminine energy, that's intuitiveness, and perhaps your creativity when it comes to like physical things, perhaps belongings, finances, you know, more in that way, but also how you're your own overseer. But and I don't mean that in any way, except, you know what I mean, by the feminine side of self, that you know, there's yin and yang to everything. So it's bring out a new side of yourself that is more sensitive and intuitive and very creative. And, you know, that female side also sees the longer term of things. So what will propel you in a longer term energy flow? So I hope that makes sense, because that's an odd one for me. Hope we got something in that. We have Wendy up next, Michael.
All right. And Wendy, I have number 8, balance and order. Let's see. With this card, balance and order in life or in a specific area is present or it needs to be. If experiencing adversity, look for what is out of its proper order. Adversity is a state of disorder. Once order is restored, adversity fades. Moreover, self-completeness and success will ensue once order and balance are restored to the life leadership paragon areas of self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will.
Wendy, I got the Empress in support of that. And that's really, and don't take it literal, take this metaphorically, fertility, ideas. So you get balance in order. It's growing in ideas, growing about how you can change things up, find that new order in your life. So it's thinking outside of, let's say, your normal box. I'm seeing a scheduling, how you're ordering your day, and it's finding, again, that kind of like a rhythm, if you will. So a good rhythm to your life. So I think that you're off to a really good start this year. I do.
Very nice.
2021, I mean. Welcome, all right. Tina. Nice to see you here. So what have you got for Tina?
All right, Tina, now don't forget, this is going to dictate the next year. Oh, this is perfect. This is kind of what we were talking about, too. This is wild card number 9, blank. A couple wild cards tonight. All right, let's see. Drawing this card puts you on notice to dig deep within for the answers you seek. This card is what you want it to be. It is what you need it to be. It is all that you desire it to be. Remember that the unconscious mind speaks to you in the quietest of voices, in the loudest of ways, often overlooked. The universe is always on your side. Dig deep, for your answers lay within.
Well, Tina, I selected the 4 of Diamonds, the 4 of Pentacles, and I like that one. It's a bit miserly. You know, can reflect that kind of withholding, holding on. But I don't feel that it's in a bad way. I think sometimes you can't give away something that you don't have, right? So it's holding on to and learning about your boundaries in that way and creating a new energy by taking inventory, which is appropriate for our discussion tonight, taking inventory of what you have and keeping that foundation intact so that you can find new ways for prosperity in your life. Now, prosperity doesn't always come just by dollars and cents. Prosperity comes from energy, too, and an enrichment, if you will, in your life. So however you translate that, that's a really good combination.
Very nice. All right.
Tanya is next.
All right. And for Tanya, wow, this is kind of an unusual one. I've pulled another wild card. This is number 8, Freedom. But what a good card to get. Number 8, Freedom. Freedom is a state of being. It is an unencumbered mind that can remain open and move forward. Freedom is the ability to recreate the self, shedding old ideas that no longer serve any purpose for present and future evolution. Freedom is the knowing of who and what one is as a free and sovereign being of the universe. Freedom means one can be or do anything one wants within the limits of do no harm and do right.
Well, In support of that is the Jack of Pentacles, Jack of Diamonds in a regular deck. What I'm seeing here is a youthfulness in career, a rejuvenated kind of energy when it comes to your earning and how you want to let's say it's at a job, for instance, or a new job, and being enthusiastic about that and propelling. Do you know what I mean by youthful energy? It's something that's fresher, like a, I don't know. When something is brand new, it's exciting.
Absolutely.
And that's what I'm seeing here. So that freedom to express yourself freely and, you know, generate an income, because I think money is absolutely attached to that. So good for you.
All right.
Now, we have Audra with her son,
Silas. Mm-hmm. You got it.
So let's draw Audra first, Michael, and then we'll see what we have for Silas.
All right. Finish shuffling a little bit, and let's see what we have for Audra. We have number 9, Empowerment.
All right.
Taking your power back is literally all-powerful and absolutely priceless. It alone is the solution in principle for virtually every problematic circumstance in your life, from a bad relationship to spiritual harassment. Retaining your power means to retain your wholeness. When you are whole, you are empowered. Empower others by doing no harm and doing right. Sharing the best of yourself is encouraging and uplifting to yourself and others.
Well, I love that, and especially that you got a 6 of diamonds in support of that, Audra. What I want to say to that one, what flashed in my mind, is I don't know if you're paying off debts, paying off money, but there seems to be a little more left for you. That's what I want to feel like. So there's money going out, there's money coming in, but that, like you're retaining more of what you're earning. And that says to me, you're kind of freeing up some money. And I know I sound like I'm on a money thing. It's not me. It's really all these pentacles coming up. So I feel like this is going to be an improved year for you. So getting rid of some old clutter financially, and you're going to feel like you're a little more empowered. I like it.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And now for Silas. Nice to have you here, Silas.
All right, and Silas, tonight I have number 5, Law of Control. Differences are inevitable. Diversity is desirable. The Law of Control says that you cannot change or control others, but you can have a positive impact or influence. Control only that to which you are entitled to control. Do not give unsolicited advice. Respect that everyone has the same rights to self-creation and decisions. You can accept present circumstances as they are, lobby for change, or leave.
You know, Silas, I got the 8 of Wands in support of that, the 8 of Clubs. And what comes to mind, just the energy of that card is fast action, like quick action. Sometimes it can mean that's a good thing when you get on it and you act quickly, and other times it can be hasty. But when you have that with the Law of Control, I'm inclined to want to share with you sense, feel, think, and do. Now, even if it's not a sense and feel, it could be feel and sense. So you have emotions and you're feeling something, sense your way through it. And now you're thinking about it, and then decide what you want to do. So it's to be not too quick, but kind of find that as a formula for yourself to get your intuition and your sensory perception active all the time that helps you make good decisions for yourself. So you're learning about control, self-control, and how you want to interact with the outside world. So you're going through a learning curve, but it's a good one. I feel really positive about that.
Very nice.
Now, who else do we have? I know the chat was going so fast, Michael. I couldn't keep up.
You know, it's funny that you say. I was just scrolling through. I know we have Dr. Angie.
Dr. Angie.
And if we missed anybody, throw your name in. We'll definitely get one for you, or a couple of cards for you before we wrap up here. But all right, Dr. Angie. I have number 19. Invoke the Counselor Within. All right. There are times to seek advice from others as a means of summoning your own truth, but the answers you seek lie deep within. Look there. This may be a time to remind yourself to not codependently surrender your power to anyone or anything outside yourself. Always determine your own truth and live according to the path that is right for you.
In support of that, Angie, I got the Three of Hearts. So in tarot terms, the Three of Cups. I like that because it's invoking the counselor within is to celebrate the self. But it's also about knowing who you want to surround yourself with. You know, it's a celebratory card. So you're celebrating yourself, but celebrating those who are closest to you, who you feel comfortable with, and who bring you the most joy. So I think that, you know, you've been through some learning curves, and now you're kind of regrouping and finding that inner joy and saying no, and learning that about self-trust, right? We're all learning self-trust at some point, but also, you know, that healing has been going on, and again, that Three of Hearts really promotes that healing as well. So I think that's a really good affirmation for you here, a little confirmation too that you're on the right track. So excellent.
Very
now,
nice.
Anybody else that we might have missed?
I think we got everybody, but I'll take another quick glance through. But you know, I can't believe time has gone by as fast as it has. It's been an interesting discussion we've had tonight. But of course, we had a whole year to go over, so we had to go a little long. But
well. It's all right. You know, we've had a few new names here. We're so glad to have them join us in the live chat, meeting some other people here. More people are welcome, and we encourage that, in fact, because we love this interaction on the chat. It was brought up here. Dr. Kelly will be with us next Wednesday, kicking off the new year. Dr. Kelly is with us the first Wednesday of every month. And so he's going to be joining us and looking forward to it. And again, in my view, just kind of recapping tonight is everybody take inventory, know that you're good. Everything's good. There's going to be a couple of moments next year where you're going to say, oh my, you know, but you got this. So keep dreaming, keep hoping, aspiring, learning, you know, and we just keep growing. So
it's
been a great show tonight, Michael.
It has been. It has been. And Dr. Edwards said, you see, it's been a great program. So we pushed through the pressure and we succeeded. But it is my absolute pleasure to have you all with us. It's my pleasure to be able to interact with you and chat, and being able to have you all join us this past year has just been fantastic. So, and Dr. Hunter, to you too. I have been able to talk with you both on air and off, and you are just invaluable, and I can't thank you enough for everything that you've done. So
thank you, Michael. I appreciate that very much, because I appreciate you. We have a mutual admiration club going on here.
We do
Yeah, we're cheerleaders.
So I'm going to try to take this positivity that I've been getting tonight and been feeling, and I think we should all take it. Use it to launch into this new year. We're going to start it out great. And it's still going to have challenges. Those aren't going to go away. 2020 is easy to blame on every bad thing that's happened. But we will continue to face uncertainty, but we will face it together. And we will face it with strength and resolve. But thank you, everybody, for joining us tonight. As Dr. Hunter said, Dr. Doug Kelly is going to be joining us next week. We're going to announce the topic ahead of time, but we're not sure quite what we're going to be talking about right now. There's a plethora of interesting topics, but we look forward to you joining us then. And until then, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night, everyone. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everyone.